好，弟兄姐妹们平安。
These brothers and sisters，
感谢主又赐我们今天的主日，我们同心合意来敬拜我们的主。
Thank the Lord that He gave us this day to worship Him。
我们现在来一起祷告。
Let's pray together。
我们在天上的父神，我们一起来到你的面前来敬拜你。
Oh Heavenly Father, we come before you to worship you。
主，我们感谢你每周赐下这样的日子，主你也赐下你的话语。
Lord, we thank you for giving this particular day and also giving your words.
主，你的话语是我们脚前的灯，路上的光。
Your word is the light ahead of and also the stamp within our footstep.
主，我们离了你的话语，我们真的是不知道如何来行。
We know your word, but we don't know how to walk with you.
主，就求主你透过我们今天一起的敬拜，透过你的话语，你来显明你救恩的真理。
May through today's worship and through your words, you help us.
并让我们真的知道你救恩的奥秘。
So that we know the mystery of your salvation.
也让我们真的是来，真的知道主你的救恩是何等的宝贵。
And we know how precious are your salvation.
主，你的话语真的靠我们自己的能力，我们自己的知识智慧，我们真的是 不能完全的明白。
And we cannot fully understand with our own effort.
就求主你的圣灵，就赐下你的同在来引导我们。
May your spirit with us today.
主，孩子，没有讲清楚的，主，没有明白的大家，主，你的圣灵亲自来教导帮助。
If there anything that I could not speak clearly,May your spirit help me today.
让我们能够明白主你的真道。
So that we know the full truth of your word.
更让你的道能够改变我们的生命。
And also let your word change our life.
我们祷告祈求奉耶稣基督宝贵的圣名。
We ask all these in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
今天我们继续来分享罗马书十一章的最后一部分。
Today we'll share the last part of Romans chapter 11.
那么这段经文呢，主要是让我们明白神救恩计划的一个奥秘。
And this passage mainly help us to understand the mystery of God's salvation.
那么告诉我们神的救恩计划是按部就班进行的，人靠自己是不能完全明白的。
It tells us God's salvation plan are implemented in steps.And man cannot fully understand.
不管是外邦人也好，还是以色列人也好，人的本性都是悖逆神的，所以都是该灭亡的。
The human nature are rebellious, whether you are Gentile or Israel, so they are to be perished.
然而呢，从人类的始祖亚当夏娃犯罪，到神的儿子耶稣基督为我们的罪道成肉身，来到这个世界堕落的世界受死。
However, from the beginning when Adam fell and to the point that God's son, Jesus Christ, incarnate and died for the sinful world.
那么他也为我们的义从死里复活升天，一直到主再来的日子。
And he was raised for our righteousness and ascended to heaven.Until the day he will come.
那么神都是在按照他的救恩计划不断的来拯救人。
And God acts the salvation according to his plan.
所以大家读诗篇的话，看到诗篇里面有一句最常出现的一句话，也是最多的一句话，就是他的慈爱永远长存。
That's why in the psalm, the most occurring sentence is,His love endures forever.
就是让我们知道了，若不是神永远长存的爱，我们仍然是死在罪恶过犯中的一个状态。
So it tells us if it's not from God's everlasting love, we are still in the status of dying in our transgression.
所以我们今天呢，就从三个方面来看神对人永远长存的爱。
So today we'll look at from three aspects of God's love.
第一方面就是神一直在等候人。
First, God waits for people.
神也在连续人。
Second, God have mercy on people.
神也一直在恩待人。
Third, God is good to people.
我们先来看第一方面，就是第二十五到第二十七节，神他是一个等候人的神。
Let's look at the first aspect. God waits for people.
我们先看二十五到二十六节的前半部分。
Let's look at the first twenty-five verse 25 through the first part of 26.
那么他这儿说，弟兄们，我不愿意你们不知道这奥秘，恐怕你们自以为聪明，就是以色列人有几份是硬心的，等到外邦人的数目填满。
Let least you be wise in your own sight. I do not want you to be unaware of this mystery, brothers. A partial hardening has come upon Israel until the fullness of the Gentile has come in.
于是以色列全家都要得救。
And in this way, all Israel will be saved.
那么什么叫奥秘呢？
What is a mystery?
所以奥秘就是人用自己的理性和想象不能明白的一件事情。
Mystery is something that man cannot understand with his own sense or imagination.
他必须要透过神的启示，人才能够明白。
It must be understood through God's revelation.
因为人生活在时空之下，人的智慧和知识都是有限的。
Because men are under time and space.The knowledge and wisdom are limited.
很多事情如果神不启示，我们真的是没有办法来明白。
Many things, if God does not reveal, we cannot understand.
这里说的奥秘又是什么呢？
What is the mystery said here?
这里就是说，告诉我们就是神对以色列人和外邦人救赎的计划。
It is the salvation plan that God has for Israelites and also for Gentiles.
那这个计划怎么来一步一步的实行呢？
How they can be accomplished step by step.
这是一个奥秘。
And this is the mystery.
那么恐怕你们自以为聪明，这里面你们呢，就是指那些信主的外邦人。
It says, lest you be wise in your own sight.
那么恐怕在这里呢，就指明为什么要神设计这个奥秘的救恩计划。
This list means God, why?God designed this mystery salvation plan.
那为的是要提醒信主的外邦人不要骄傲，不要像以色列人一样自以为是。
It just reminds that the Gentile believer not to be proud, not to think that they are the same as the Israelites.
因为很可能有一些信主的外邦人可能会认为，哎，是我们自己是不是比以色列人更聪明？所以我们听见福音，我们就能相信，并且能够接受。
Maybe some Gentile believers think they are wiser than the Israelites. So when they accept the gospel, they immediately accept it.
其实，如果有这样的想法的人，正是因为他们不明白神救恩的奥秘。
The way they think this is precisely they don't understand God's mystery.
所以就用人不完美的理性做出一些错误的判断。
So they have the wrong judgment using their imperfectness.
那这个警戒呢，其实对于我们今天的信徒也是照样有用的。
And the same warning is applied to us today.
他这里面让我们能够知道呢，以色列人的救恩是有神的背书保证的。
Because we know the salvation for the Israelites has God's guarantee.
那么虽然至今神仍延迟他的旨意在以色列人的身上。
Even for Israel, God still delayed his will.
但是我们必须记住这一个奥秘。所以我们就不会灰心，不会绝望。
So we must remember this is a mystery, so that we shall not be despair.
所以他说以色列人有几份是心硬心的。
So he said a partial hardening has come upon Israel.
那这里面几份呢，就是表明他不是全部，只是一些个人。
This partial means not every Israel, it's just some of them.
他们是硬着心的，是抵挡神的。
These people are hardened heart, and they are resisting God.
所以这不是说是每一个以色列人。
This doesn't mean that every Israel.
那么神拯救的大神拯救了大量的外邦人的过程中
，God saved a lot of Gentile believer.
其实也是在等候以色列人信主的一个过程。
And in the same time, he's waiting for more Israel to believe in God.
那么虽然大多数以色列人从初代教会到现在一直还是在拒绝耶稣基督十字架救赎的福音。
Though the majority Israelites from the beginning of the church to now is still rejecting the salvation from God.
他们不要神的救恩，但是神还是在等候他们，继续给他们得救的机会。
They don't want to receive God's salvation, yet God is still waiting for them, still giving them a chance to be saved.
其实神其实不单只是等候以色列人，他也是在等候每一个人。
God is not only waiting for Israelites and also waiting for us.
直到这个人离开这个世界，那么他都有一个得救的，神都给他一个得救的机会。
And before we leave this world, everybody has a chance.
那这里面等到外邦人的数目填满了，于是以色列人全家都要得救。
All Israel shall be saved until the fullness of the Gentile.
那么这句话呢，它是由很多种不同的解释的。
There are many explanations for this passage.
那我的倾向呢是这样来理解的。
My understanding is,
就说神的救赎计划在人堕落之前就早已确定了。
God's salvation plan is already determined before man fell.
那么神要节选哪些人蒙恩得救，不管是以色列人还是外邦人，时间和具体的数目早已经确定。
Whether whom to be to be chosen and saved, whether he's an Israelite or it's a Gentile, the numbers and the time is already determined.
只是在这个救恩的历史过程中，按时间次序来逐渐的写明出来。
It will be revealed by the timing and ordering.
就像我们上一次的信息中讲到的，因着大量的外邦人因着信耶稣基督得蒙恩得救。
Just like we shared in the last sermon.Many Gentile believers, because they believe Jesus Christ, so they are saved.
那神就借着这件事激发以色列人产生一种奋发的心。
And by this, it will excite the Israelites.
那么这样就会有更多的以色列人来悔改信主。
So that more Israelites will be repentant and believe in Christ.
那么这里呢，以色列全家。他在此呢，就是属灵意义上的指全体重生得救的信徒。
So all Israelites here means the all the people who are regenerated and be saved.
所以包括所有得救的外邦人和得救的以色列人。
It includes all the Gentile believers and also all Israel who believe in Christ.
也就是告诉我们，以色列全家的救恩要在某个时候。要得以成就。
And it tells us the salvation for all Israel will be accomplished by certain time.
具体是什么时候，我们人不知道。
We don't know what exact time this will be.
也就是说，外邦人，也就是说，在外邦人蒙恩得救的过程中，一些这个以色列人也会同时从他们不幸的悖逆中回转过来。
That's the same to say while Gentile believers, during the process of salvation, other Jewish is also will return and repent from unbelievers.
那么神的教会今天还没有被提。
Today's church is yet to be raptured.
那么基督还没有再来。
Jesus Christ has not come again.
就是在等候这个数目满足的那个时刻。
And this is exactly waiting for the fullness of that number.
那么具体是有多少人，什么时候？什么时候结束，我们都不知道。
We don't know the exact time and the exact number.
只有神知道。
Only God knows.
那么让我来这儿举一个简单的例子。
Let me demonstrate with an example.
我在前几周呢去这个那个更新我的驾照。
A few days I went to the The vehicle registration to renew my driving license.
那么我是在这个他们工作的时间提前半个小时就去那儿排队。
So I went ahead half an hour.
那么本来也没有多少人，也就是二三十个人在那边。
It's only have a dozen people in the room.
我本来是排到了可能前两三位。
And I was actually at the order of number two or three.
所以呢，在打开门进去的时候呢。我觉得人不太多，我就把门呢，就是这个护住，让他们那些人往先往进走。
So because of this, I opened the door and others will come in first.
结果进去了，等了半天呢，还没有轮到。
Then I came in and after waiting for a while, my time is still not there.
结果呢，后来才知道，他 他们告诉说是是他是要是先就是排队进来的前十位才能在这个早晨来办理。
It turns out that only the first 10 can come and to get the license to be renewed.
所以呢，没有预约的人，前十位办完了就不可以，就没有机会了。
If without the reservation, you cannot do that in the morning.
但是这个呢，我进去之后我根本就不知道。
But I did not realize when I went in.
但是到了那个人数，到了那个时间，就卡到那儿了。
And by that time, and by the number of the number of people, then it start to stop.
所以我说这个意思就是说，真的神拯救人，什么时候那个数目满，什么时候结束，我们人真的是不知道。但是到那个时候，神马上就截止了。
So the time that the fullness of the people to be saved, what time we don't know.
所以呢，这也是激励我们，让我们真的要抓紧时间来传福音。
This also inspires us to preach the gospel in an urgent way.
我们不知道什么时间那个是什么时候那个截止。
Because we don't know what's the cut off time.
所以也可能明天，也可能后天，也可能几十年、几百年。但是呢，随时随地我们都要做好准备。
It can be tomorrow. It can be any time.
那接下来呢，保罗用旧约先知的话来佐证神的启示，神给他的启示。
Next, Paul quotes the Old Testament, what's the prophetess to prove his the revelation given by God.
那么我们看二十六节的后半部分和二十七节。
Let's look at verse 26, second part of verse 26 and 27.
他说：“如经上所记，必有一位救主从锡安出来，要消除雅各家的一切罪恶。又说，我除去他们罪的时候。”这就是我与他们所立的约。
As it is written, the deliverer will come from Zion. He will banish ungodliness from Jacob. And this will be my covenant with them when I take away their sins.
那么这两节经文呢，他们分别是引自以赛亚书的59章20节，还有耶利米书的31章。
These two passages are quoted from Isaiah chapter 59 verse 20 and also Jeremiah chapter 31 verse 31 through 34.
那他当然不是一个字不落的引用，他只是把里面的意思表达出来。
It's not exactly the same word translation, but it's the meaning here.
那如果我们说前面的全以色列家乃是指属灵意义上的全部的蒙恩得救的这个人数。
The word Jacob or house of Jacob is it means all the Israel in spiritual sense.
那么这里面的雅各家，也就是说上面说的那个属灵的以色列的全家。
So the word house is the same as the spiritual all Israel.
也就是所有信靠救主耶稣基督的人，他们的一切罪都会被神赦免。
That means all.The people who believe Jesus Christ as Lord, and their sin will be pardoned.
所以我与他们所立的新约显然指的不是所立的约，显然不是指旧约，而是指新约。
So my covenant with them clearly is not the Old Testament; it is the New Testament.
所以新约启示的真理就是所有得救的人，不论是外邦人还是以色列人，他们的救恩的根基都是。耶稣基督从死里复活的耶稣基督。
So the truth revealed from New Testament is that all men who are saved, whether it's a Gentile or Israel, the foundation of their salvation is from Jesus Christ who died and raised.
我们看到了神的等候，我们再来看神他的连续，神连续人这部分。
So we just see that God waiting for people. Next, we'll see God has mercy on people.
那么这是二十八到三十二节。
And this from verse 28 through 32.
二十八节他说：“就着福音说，他们为你们的缘故是仇敌；就着节选说，他们为列祖的缘故是蒙爱的。”
Verse 28, as regards the gospel, they are enemies for your sake.But as regular election, they are beloved for the sake of their forefathers.
那么得救的外邦人因着信靠耶稣基督，就与神和好，建立了一个美好的关系。
The Gentile believers, because they trust Jesus Christ, they recognize, reconcile with God. They have a good relationship with God.
然而，大多数的以色列人仍然拒绝耶稣基督。
But the most of the Israelites still reject Jesus Christ.
所以呢，这些还没有信主的以色列人，相对于信主的外邦人来说，他们其实就是神的仇敌。
So those unbelieving Israelites, so with respect to the Gentile believers, they are considered as enemy of God.
但是从另一方面来讲，神因着神与亚伯拉罕所立的约。
On the other hand, because of the covenant that God set up with Abraham,
那么神特别拣选这一族的人来作为他的选民。
God particularly choosing a nation to be saved.
那么成为神启示他救赎的福音的一个管道。
And they are the channel of reveal God's salvation plan.
那么在这层意义上来讲，他们也是蒙神所爱的。
In this sense, they are beloved by God.
那么在二十九节他这里说，他说就在福音说，这里面说，因为神的恩赐和选召是没有后悔的。
Verse 29, that God does not regret for choosing the Israel.
所以神拣选以色列人，它是一个恩赐。
So selection of the Israel is a blessing.
然后呼召他们成为启示真理的管道。
And he called them to be the channel of reveal the salvation.
那么节选呢在前，呼召在后。
So selection first, calling next.
所以这两件事情呢是从来神不没有后悔的。
God never regrets for doing these two things.
如果神做事是不后悔的，那么神今天为我们预备的救恩，他也一定不会终止。
If God does not regret what he decided,Today's salvation that God provides will never end.
就是说神为外邦人预备的救恩他也继续下去。
That means he will continue the salvation he prepared for the Gentile believers.
所以神今天差遣耶稣基督所成就的这个救恩我们领受了。
The salvation that Jesus sent by God, we receive and will have it permanent.
我们既然领受了，我们就会永远的得着。
So we'll never lose it.
不会有一天神说，哎呀，这样做不好，哎呀，他们太悖逆了，算了，就取消了吧。
It will not happen that one day God said, oh, this, you know, this is no good. They are rebellious people. Let's cancel the salvation.
我们知道神绝不会这样做的，因为神做事情是没有后悔的。
Because God never regrets, so it will never happen.
所以这就叫做恩赐和选召是没有后悔的。
This is why it's calledGod never regrets for blessing and also selection.
那么神拣选得救的以色列人没有被这个丢弃。
God never abandoned the selected Israelites.
就是表明我们这些因信称义的基督徒也不会被神丢弃。
This represents that we Christians who believe in God,we got righteousness because our belief will not be forsaken.
这是因为这是神白白赐的恩典，不是因为我们做了什么，所以这是我们所领受的福气。
This is the free mercy that we receive from God.
那么三十节他说，你们从前不顺服神，如今因他们不顺服，你们倒蒙了连续。
Verse 30.For just as you were at one time disobedient to God, but now have received mercy because of their disobedience.
那么从前我们这些外邦人不认识神，没有神所赐的律法。
Before our Gentiles do not know God, and they don't have the law given by God.
所以我们做任何事情都不是出于对神的颂服。
So we did anything not from the obedience to God.
然而呢，因为以色列人不顺服神，知道福音却拒绝福音。
But because the Israelites, they are not obedient. They knew gospel, but they reject gospel.
所以神就让福音转向了外邦人。
The God turned the gospel to the Gentile.
所以当我们听了福音以后，我们才知道我们是罪人。
When we hear the gospel, we know that we are sinners.
如果继续我们以前那样的生活，那么就只有死路一条。
If we continue the life we had before, the only way for us is to perish.
所以呢，福音也告诉我们，神已经为我们预备了这个救恩。
Gospel also tells us God has prepared the salvation for us.
只要我们信靠耶稣基督，就可以得救，就可以脱离死亡。
As long as we believe Jesus Christ, we can be saved and escape from death.
不至灭亡，反得永生。
Will not be perished, but have eternal life.
所以这完全是出于神对我们的连续。
This is the complete mercy from God.
所以我们没有任何地方好过以色列人，我们人都是罪人。
And in no ways we are better than the Israelites.Everyone is a sinner.
所以我们以前不知道神，更谈不上顺服神。
So we didn't know God before, much less to say be obedient to God.
然而我们还是蒙了神的怜恤，得到了神给我们预备的救恩。
But we have God's mercy and we have salvation.
那么现在以色列人仍然拒绝福音，不顺服神。
The Israelites now still reject the gospel.They are not obedient to God.
那么他们会不会也像我们那样的得到神的怜恤呢？
Will they get God's mercy?
那么他们能得到救恩吗？
Will they get salvation?
那我们看三十一节这里面就告诉我们说，这样他们也是不顺服，叫他们因着施给他们的怜恤，现在也就蒙怜恤。
Verse 31, so they too have now been disobedient, in order that by the mercy shown to you,They also may now receive mercy.
也就是说，既然我们以前不顺服，如今可以得到这个恩典。
That means as since we were disobedient, but we got the mercy from God.
那么以色列人现在不顺服，他们将来也会有机会得到这个恩典。
So the Israelites are not obedient now, and in the future they may also have the chance to get this.
所以这是非常公平，也是神奇妙的作为。
And this is a right, this is fair, and this is a wonderful deed of God.
那么三十二节为什么？三十二节是因为神将众人都缺在不顺服之中，特意要连续众人。
That's why verse 32, for God has consigned all the disobedience that he may have mercy on all.
那我们一定要问说，神为什么会把众人都圈在这个不顺服之中呢？
Why God has consigned us?
那么这里面也告诉我们，神把人都圈在这个不顺服里面，然后的目的就是为了要显明他怜恤众人。
God consigned all is because he wants to demonstrate his mercy on all.
那么这是什么意思呢？
What does it mean?
那么这我们要从神永恒的救恩的角度来看。
We can see from the eternal salvation from God.
那么自从人在伊甸园里背逆神以后，人就开始不顺服神了。
Ever since man became disobedient in the Garden of Eve, man became disobedient to God.
那么神用各样的方法来挽回人、挽救人、来教导人、让人来回来。
God has used every way to save and to teach people to repent.
但是呢，绝大多数人就是不顺服神，就是愿意仍然活在最终背逆神。
But most people are disobedient and they want to live in the sin.
但是神也没有立即审判这些人。
But what did God do? He did not judge us.
那么为什么神容许他们这样的背逆呢？
Why God tolerates such disobedience?
那么神让他们这些被这些悖逆，在这些悖逆里面，在这些任凭里面，那么在这些人自以为是的生活里面。
It's because through this disobedience, through the life there, the life attitude what they have been,
神就是让人要尝到自以为是中心的这样的生活所带来的痛苦。
God wants people to taste the pain from this evil actions.
那么就是生命中出现的各样的冲突、凶杀、淫乱、贪婪、诡诈、毒恨等等这些败坏的行为。
That means all the corrupt activities like conflicts, killing, adulterous, greedy, etc.
所以神让人去承受这种因不顺服而导致的痛苦的时候。
God led people to bear the consequence, the painful consequence of disobedience.
那么神不是说是在旁边看着说，哎，活该，你就是这样的，老早跟你讲不要这样子，你还是这样的。
God did not standing aside and say, you are worthy of this. I already told you not be like this.
那么神说，那神也可能你人想是现在就让你，会不会让人就这样下去呢？
God did not say you continue like this.
神没有这样做。
God did not say this.
神在人领受了这样痛苦之后，他特意要怜悯众人。
God led people to taste such a painful experience. He wanted to show the mercy on all.
所以是一些尝到了这些痛苦之外的人，才让他们看见救恩的可贵。
Only this way people can taste the preciousness of their salvation.
所以呢，我们常常为不幸的人伤心，尤其是为我们的亲人。
We often feel sorrow for those who does not believe, even in particular for our own relatives.
所以我们总想说服他们来信福音，得到这个我们真的他们不能明白的救恩。
So we want to persuade them to listen to the gospel and have salvation.
但是这他们往往是我们传福音给他们，他们往往认为还说我活得好好的。
But when we preach the gospel to them, they would say, I'm good.
他们说，哎，我有钱有车，我有衣有食，吃得好，工作得好，睡得也好，我干嘛要得到你们这个救恩呢？
I have money, I have a car, and I have food.And eat well, I work well, and I sleep well. Why should I have salvation?
所以在他们的心中很可能就是认为我们这些信神的人呢，信耶稣的人都是那些失败的、愚昧无知的、没有本事的人才需要救恩。
In their mind, only those who are failure, they are ignorant, they have not capable, those people need salvation.
其实我过去对这一点其实不是那么太这个经历明白的。
I did not fully understand this.
我也不知道人们是不是真的是这样感受的。
I did not know whether truly people feel this way.
但直到呢有一次呢，我给这个我的哥哥来传福音。
Until one day I shared the gospel to my brother.
那么我的哥哥他是很爱我的。
My brother loved me very much.
所以我实在是想让他早点信主。
So I hope that he can believe in Christ.
所以我有一次就给他传福音，就是问他人活着的意义。
So one day I share the gospel to him and ask him the meaning of life.
问他我是不是你？我问他你是不是知道自己你死后去到哪里
？I ask him whether he knows where he would go after death.
你猜他会回答什么呢
？Guess what he answered.
他说你是不是觉得比我聪明
？He asked.Are you smarter than me?
所以呢，这是真实的。我们不管是什么人，我们给传福音，他往往他是这样想的。
So people think this way is real.
弟兄姐妹们，神把我们缺到一个不顺服之中。
Oh, brothers and sisters,
就是让我们尝到了这种自以为是的忠心的痛苦结果之后。
God consigned us in all to disobedience.
人才会
let us to taste the mercy.Test the painful,
人才会真正的转向神
，and then we can turn to God.
那么神就怜恤我们，这就叫神的爱。
And God will take mercy on us. This is God's love.
弟兄姐妹们，也许你正在经历婚姻关系的难处。
Maybe you are exactly experience the difficulty of your marriage.
也许你也可能在正在经历与儿女关系的紧张。
The tension between you and your children,
或者你在工作或者学业上啊遇到难处失败
，and the failure of your work or your academic,
或者是因为你远离神而落入试探和诱惑
，or you are failing attempts, because you are away from,
你正在经历犯罪带来的痛苦
，and you are experiencing the pain that through your sin,
在不管你经历何种的苦难。
No matter what pain you are experiencing,
请记住，千万真的不要自暴自弃
，and don't give yourself.
千万不要说，哎，我这个人已经没有救了，活得也没意思了。
Don't say life is meaningless. I'm not hopeful.
要知道，这不是一个聪明的方法。
And this is not a smart way.
那么，神让我们能够尝到这样的滋味以后，那么你要赶快回到神的连续之中。
God let us taste the difficulty, then He wants us to return to God's mercy.
那么，神时刻有恩典为我们预备。
God prepared the grace for every moment.
来到主的面前重新开始。
So we can restart in God's front.
不管我们犯了多么大的罪。
No matter how serious sin we have committed.
只要我们能够谦卑在神的面前诚心悔改。
As long as we truly repent in front of God.
那么伤心痛悔的心神必不轻看。
God will not look down through a contract repentant heart.
他必会怜恤我们。
He definitely will have mercy on us.
所以不要害怕，只要信，在人不能，在神凡事都能。
So don't be afraid. Believe anything is possible to God.
来到神的面前，做一个顺服神、被神改变的人。
So we come before God and be a God changed.And also obedient people.
我们再来看最后一部分，就是神他也是恩待神人的神。
Let's look at the third aspect. God is good to people.
那么在33到36节。
Verse 33 to verse 36.
我们先看这节33节，他说深窄神吩咐的智慧和知识，他的判断何其难测，他的终极何其难寻。
Verse 33.All the depths of the riches and wisdom and knowledge of God.
那么这里面
How unsearchable are His judgment and how inscrutable His ways.
那这里的深窄呢，就是表示神的智慧和知识，它是无限丰富，人不可能测度的。
The depths means God's wisdom and His knowledge are infinite.
他行事的方法超乎人的想象。
The way he acts is beyond our imagination.
他对事物的认知了解超过我们人的认知。
The way he understands is surpassing our knowledge.
那么神的判断和作为无人无法明白。
His deeds nobody can understand.
神的旨意和他的计划人无法预测。
And we cannot tell.God's will and also His salvation plan.
然而在这一切的里面，我们看到神他实在是一个恩待神的恩待人的神。
But we can see that God is good to man.
所有人都享受他的普世的恩典。
All the men enjoy His universal grace.
都在享受神所赐白白赐予的阳光、空气、饮食、婚姻、家庭等等这美好的东西。
They are enjoying what God gives.Sunlight, the air, the food, marriage, and families.
然而他也特别的顾念他所拣选的人。
But he particularly cares for those who selected.
赦免他们一切的罪，赐他们奇妙的救恩。
He pardoned all their sins and gave them salvation.
那么三四节他这儿说，谁知道主的心，谁做过他的谋士呢？
Verse 34, for who has known the mind of the Lord, or who has been his counselor?
我们都可以想一想，我们有哪一个人做过神的参谋？
So we can think, has anybody ever been a counselor of God?
有没有说在神的那跟神讲说，哎呀，这个你看看这个世界变得这样一个糟的样子，我给你支一招，你来拯救这个世界吧。
Anybody talk to God, see the world has been such a way,can I suggest something to you?
没有任何人敢讲这样的话。
Nobody can dare talk this way.
因为我们除了感恩谦卑领受之外，我们何其有过能谁能做这些事呢？
Because other than be humble and grateful, and we cannot do anything.
我们不会做，也没有人能做。
We cannot do, and we are not able to do.
所以神差遣他的爱子为我们死在。这件事情上乃是主自己所预备的。
The way God sent his son to die for us, this is God's only preparation.
不是说是人求来的。
It's not what we ask for.
有没有哪一个人落在苦难困难中的时候，哎，跟神祷告说，主啊，我现在太糟了，哎，请你差你的儿子来替我死，涂抹我的罪孽吧。
Has anybody pray to God saying, Lord, the situation, my situation is too terrible. Please send your son to die for me and cover my sin.
没有，我们根本想不到这种智慧。
And no, we could not think about this wisdom.
我们也不会明白神救赎的真理。
We never understood the truth of salvation.
所有的这一切都是神亲自安排、亲自成就的。
All these are arranged by God.
因为他恩待人。
Because he's good to us.
那么三十五节到说，谁是先给了他，使他后来偿还呢？
Verse 35.All who has given a gift to him that he might be repaid.
那这句话呢，其实它是针对犹人所想出的那些宗教思想里面的那些功德主义的人。
This passage is actually for against those who are in the religious thinking that someone can do something according to their deeds.
那在他们的思想中，他们自认为，哎，我先做一些功德的好的一些事情，那么这个可能有一天神就会对我说，哎，你做的挺好的，我给你一张上天堂的这个门票吧。
In their mind, they may think that because they have done something good, therefore God will grant them ticket to heaven.
那么绝对没有这回事情。
No, it will not happen.
圣经教导我们真理是没有一个人可以这样。
Bible teach usNobody can do this way.
所以人类的功德其实太有限，也太不完全了。
The human deeds are limited; it's not complete.
所以我们用这种不完全的去交换永恒中的这些美好，那是人自己的想法。
You cannot exchange for eternal beauty from an imperfect deeds.
所以神的
this is man's own thinking.
所以神的救恩不是去用什么来换来的。
So the salvation from God is not something we can exchange.
它是完全白白的赐给我们的。
And it's freely given to us.
所以没有一个人是先给了他，然后是他偿还的。
Nobody has ever given something and then repaid.
都是白白的领受神的恩典。
All is freely received the grace.
然后在恩典里面才能活出一个讨神喜悦的行为。
And in the grace, we can live a life pleasing to God.
所以这是圣经给我们的教导。
And this is what teaches by the Bible.
所以呢，没有人完全知道神的心，没有人任何人做过神的参谋，也没有人先给了神，再让神偿还。
So nobody knows God's heart, and nobody has been the counselor of God, and nobody has some gift and then later be repaid.
那为什么是这样子呢？
Why?
36节告诉我们，因为万有都是本于他，依靠他，归于他，愿荣耀归给他，直到永远。
Verse 36, for from him and through him and to him are all things.
那么保罗在里面让我们看到呢，我们在神的眼中没有一点可夸之处。
Paul let us to see that in God's eye we have nothing to be boastful.
因为我们都是从无到有被创造出来。
Because we are created by him through nothing to anything.
我们的生存也完全依靠他。
Our living all rely on him.
而且我们要归属于他。
And we must belong to him.
要跟他建立一种正确的关系。
And to have a good, correct relationship with him.
所以他是创造这一切的根源。
He's the source of creating all this.
我们必须依靠他。
And we must depend on him.
那我们依靠他用什么方法？用依靠他是一种是什么？依靠这个方法是什么呢？
What method can we rely on him?
就是要属于他。
And this is what we say, we belong to him.
所以什么叫属于他呢？
What does it mean of belonging to him?
属于他就是我们的生命要被他来真正的改变。
Belonging to him means that our life shall be changed by him.
你自觉地用正确的价值观和圣经价值观和人生观来活我们的每一天。
To live everyday life with a correct value, what the biblical teaching us.
所以它不是外在的一个印记或者一个口号。
So it's not a slogan or a sign.
所以呢，属于不是外在的一个记号或者口号。
The belonging is not an external sign or slogan.
所以属于呢，它是心悦诚服的口里认耶稣为主， 心里神叫他从死里复活。
Belonging means you in your hand, in your heart, you believe that God has raised Jesus from death, and also we believe God is our Lord.
所以接信他不但是我们的救主，他也是我们生命的主。
Not only we believe he's the Savior, but also he's the Lord of us.
所以要把我们的全人能够交托在他的手中。
So that we can commit four of us into his hand.
所以让圣经所定的这些约则成为我们行事为人的标准。
So what the Bible tells is the living standard for us.
那么这就叫属于他。
And this is what we say belong to him.
既然我们属于他，我们的生命就应当只为他的荣耀而活。
Since we belong to him, our life should only live for his glory.
从现在直到永远。
From now to forever.
而且神的荣耀我们没法加增，我们只会可能亏缺神的荣耀。
God's glory, we cannot add anything.And we can only be fell short of God's glory.
那我们怎么来理解这个？我们不能给神增加任何的荣耀呢
？How can we understand that we cannot add God's glory?
我记得我有一天晚上呢，和女儿出去散步。
I remember one day I was walking with my daughter.
那我从远处看到那个公园的那个棒球场呢，就是非常的亮。
From a distance, I can see the baseball courts.Was very light.
那么就像白天一样。
It's just like a daytime.
那么又过两天呢？有一天下午呢，我也去那同样的地方去锻炼身体。
And in the afternoon, in one afternoon, I went there again.
走近的时候什么也没看，没发现。
And I come closer, I did not find anything.
那么当我走近的时候，抬头偶然一抬头，发现那些灯都在亮。
I accidentally find the light was still on.
但是我根本就没有感觉到任何不同。
But I didn't sense any difference.
所以也就是多亮的灯光也不能给太阳增加任何的亮度。
That means no matter how light bright of this light, you will not increase the light from the sun.
所以也是一样，我们做什么也不会给神增加任何的荣耀。
So no matter what we did, will not increase God's glory.
我们只会亏缺他的荣耀。
The only way we do is sometimes we fail God's glory.
那么这个荣耀归给他，是指我们本该活出那一个照着神的形象，样式照着应该的那个荣耀的形象。
So to glorify, give glory to him, that means we are to live a way that according to God'simage and also his likeness.
那么圣经说世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
The Bible teaches us all have sinned has fell short of God's glory.
那我们怎么理解这句话呢？
How we understand this word?
就是因为我们是照着神的形象，他的样式造的。
Because we are created by his image and also his likeness.
我们本应该活出一个讨神喜悦的样子。
So we should live a way pleasing to God.
那这就让我们要凡事要顺服神，要听命他的吩咐。
And this way we must be obedient and listen to his what he teaches.
那这就叫彰显神的荣耀。
And this to glorify God.
但是我们好多时候没有这样做。
But a lot of times we did not do this.
没有活出这样的生命来。
We didn't live a life.
这就叫亏缺了神的荣耀。
And this is what it.Fell short to his glory.
所以呢，所有蒙恩得救的神的儿女
，So all the children that who are saved by grace.
我们当常怀感恩的心。
We should have a grateful heart.
我们尽心尽力要顺服神，得他的喜悦。
We try always, all the way to be obedient to God.
因为他常常的恩待我们。
And be pleasing to him because he is good to us.
那么今天的信息呢，就是让我们看到了神的救赎计划它的奥秘。
This message let us see the mystery of God's salvation.
那么他以同样的途径来救赎以色列人，也以同样的途径救赎外邦人。
God saved the Israelites the same way as he saved the Gentile believers.
这是唯一的途径。
And this is the only way.
就是信靠耶稣基督。
And that is believing Jesus Christ.
这里我们既看到神的公义，也看到神的慈爱。
Not only we see God's righteousness, we also see His love.
那么正像有一位牧师对圣经他这样的总结。
Just like a pastor who summarized over the Bible.
他说圣经是一部记录人类犯罪的历史。
The quote, Bible is a history recorded human's sin.
圣经也是一本神救赎罪人的历史。
It's also a history book that God saves.
那么这就主要体现在我们今天所讲的这三个方面。
And this demonstrates the three areas we talked today.
神等候罪人悔改。
He waits people to be repentant.
神连续罪人。
And He takes mercy on people.
神恩待罪人。
And He's good to people.
所以他不但过去在救赎，从现在直到将来，他都在救赎。
Not only He gave salvation in the past and today and to forevermore, He's still saving.
直到耶稣基督他再来。
And until God comes again.
因为他的慈爱永远长存。
Because His salvation endures forever.
我们来一起祷告。
Let's pray.
天父，我们一起来到你面前来感谢你。
Oh, Heavenly Father, we come before to thank you.
主，感谢你在万万人之中，你拣选我们这些不配的人。
We thank you for choosing us in the thousand people because we are not worthy.
主，我们没有任何地方，比以色列人强什么。
We are in no ways better than the Israelites.
我们甚至比他们更败坏。
We are even more corruptive than them.
但是主，你还是这样的恩待怜悯我们。
But you still are merciful and love us.
主，你赐下你美好的救恩给我们。
And you have given the wonderful salvation for us.
主，求主你的圣灵，你常常引导来帮助我们。
May your spirit leading us.
主，让我们真的是在我们每日的生活中能够追求一个讨你喜悦的生命。
So that we can live a life pleasing to you.
帮助我们抵挡一切的诱惑，一切的败坏。
Help us to resist all the temptation, the corruptions.
让你赐给我们的生命能够真的是彰显你的荣耀。
And our life can be pleasing to you to glorify your name.
主，让我们能够真的就像你，让我们来到这个世界上，成为光，成为盐。
Let help us to be the light and the salt for this world.
让我们抵挡一切的败坏，也让我们照亮周围的黑暗。
So we can shine the darkness around us.
主，让更多的人能够听到你的福音，来回转归向你。
Let more people be able to receive the gospel and return to God.
因为我们不知道主你什么时候再来。
Because we don't know when you will come again.
但是我们知道主你一定会再来。
But we know you are surely to come.
主，就让我们能够时刻预备主见你的面。
Let's be prepared and to wait for you to see you again.
真的让我们珍惜光阴，真的是来预备，来真的是等候主你的再来。
Let's take a pressure of time and waiting for you.
我们就要祷告祈求，奉耶稣基督得胜的名。
We pray all this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.